Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Monday Morning Meditation. In the book Justice in an Unjust World, there's a quote that says, "The only real prison is fear, and the only real freedom is freedom from fear." Fear, on the one hand, is that powerful emotion that robs us of our futures, obstructs our progress, limits our potential, and often prevents us from our quest to live the good life. But on the other hand, there are those who are dismayed but not deterred by the terroristic threats of fear, who, through their courage, dogged determination, or an uncompromising vision of their purpose and plan for life, refuse to succumb to fear's hellish illusion of threat. These are the ones, who impact the world for good, whose lives are inspirational, often taking the world down roads only imagined but never traveled. These are the ones who overcame fear to fight in battles to protect their families and their nations. These are the ones who dared to go into unknown and forbidden territories to discover new lands. These are our mothers and our fathers who, against all odds, dared to disobey the laws of the land in hopes of securing a better day for their children. Now, I want you to listen very closely to what I'm about to say. The greatest place to be in life is on the other side of fear. The most frightening thing to do is to challenge your fear. But the greatest joy that this life can afford us is to stand on the other side of fear, valiant and victorious. Whatever God has allowed to come into our lives is for our good. The shadowy uncertainties, the unexpected dramas, those disappointing expectations, and those fearful experiences, they're all sent by God to challenge our faith. As a young boy, like most kids, I loved to swim, but I was always afraid to go into water that was over my head. I would swim in water that was 4.5 or 5 feet deep, but I would never go into the 6 feet of water for fear of drowning. But one day I decided to follow my friend into 6 feet of water, and I lowered myself down the side of the pool, holding tightly to the edge. Then it happened. I pushed off and frantically swam as quickly as I could to get back to 5 feet of water where I felt safe. And I discovered that day that if I could swim in 6 feet of water that was over my head, I could swim anywhere. And that changed my life. That stretched my horizons. And that opened up a world that I never knew. And no longer was I limited by my fear. Now, I don't need to remind you guys what Paul told his fearful son in the ministry, Timothy, but I will. Paul told Timothy, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." But I also want to leave with you a verse of scripture that you may not be too familiar with. And we find that in Romans chapter 8, 15. And it says, "For you did not receive a spirit that makes you slave once again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father." That simply means that because of our relationship with God through Christ, fear no longer enslaves or imprisons us, because God, our Father, is with us, and he has promised to deliver us from all of our fears. Let's pray. God, because you live, we can face tomorrow. Because you live, there is no need to fear. Because we know who holds our futures. And life is worth living because you live. In Jesus' wonderful and glorious name, we praise the greatness of your love. Amen. This brings us to another end of Monday morning meditation, but always remember this. Live each day in love with God. Y'all be good. Until the next time. Bye.